Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Worshipping the Lord, it seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our prayers may seem in vain. They don't seem to make a difference. They don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Gentlemen all across the globe, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be up shortly after a few announcements. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to give honor there to Babby Mason. Pray on with a powerful, powerful song that is on tonight. So we thank God for who He is. And we thank God for Bishop and Doc being on with us tonight. And we thank God for you as well. So let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for you being with us. Prayer works. Prayer is the powerful tool, as Bishop and Doc teach and help us understand each and every week, ladies and gentlemen, and their ministries as well. Ladies and gentlemen, also too, it's been a beautiful day today and a beautiful evening. So we thank God for the time that we have together tonight. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We trust you had a great day and continue to have a great evening as well. Hey, that number, folks, put that number out there. You never know who will be blessed tonight as Bishop and Doc come on later on. 347-843-4559 is the number. That's a call-in number. That's 347-843-4559. That should be a hot key on your phone. Just dial it up and come right on in tonight. That's great. So we thank God for that. Also, too, we'll be opening up the lines later on as well as the Lord leads for the comment. We've got a comment or a prayer request, praise report. Ladies and gentlemen, feel free to do that later on. Just hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone will put you in queue. Not mandatory and not required, but if you have a few words you want to say, and as Doc and Bishop are listening tonight, prayer requests or a praise report or a comment, they'll be listening tonight as well, of course, with you as well. Again, hit star one. We'll mention it again a little later on. Also, to our scripture tonight, we trust you, y'all been in the Word. I'm sure y'all been in the Word this week, right? Amen. This is Tootsie, so I'm sure some of y'all been in the Word, right? Amen. Amen. We are blessed, folks. Some folks can't even get the Word. Some folks can't even read the Word. They can't even hear it. And here we are talking about the Word tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans 12 coming up. Romans 12, 1 through 6. I'll be reading that out of the King James Version, Romans 12, 1 through 6. We want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Romans 12 during your time of meditation and meditation unto the Lord and, of course, your time of reading. So we thank God for his Word tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Vaughn here with you. Kevin Vaughn here with you tonight. We're just excited about Bishop and Doc being with us tonight. Let's go to the Word, ladies and gentlemen. This is Romans 12, 1 through 6, in Jesus' mighty name. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, amen, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Here it is, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. We are created to be a sacrifice unto the Lord and holy unto him. And be not conformed to this world. I think we got that one, folks. Man, did I get that one. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. That ye may prove that that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Wow. Praise the Lord. For I say, though through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according to as God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. You hear that? Every man and woman, of course, a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his wonderful and powerful word tonight. Amen. 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 Let's give it all to the Lord tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We thank God for his wonderful, wonderful word. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, across the network, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. And we're going to now open up the lines for Bishop. Y'all get a man of God a round of applause here in the name of Jesus. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless everyone tonight. We're grateful to the Lord. The Lord has allowed us to see another day. He has been so good to us. God has been so merciful to us. We want to pray tonight. We want to pray for the believer that he will hold fast to the word of God in the day that we live in, knowing that the Lord is soon to come after us. He's soon to come. If we don't go by the rapture, we happen to go by the grave. Let us be ready for the coming of the Lord. One may have 100 years from now to before the Lord returned to get you. So somebody else may be a week, one may be a month, one may be a day, or somebody may be an hour, but no man know when the Son of Man is going to come to get you. So we must be ready. I encourage you as a believer to hold firm to the word of God, hold fast to the promises of God, keep your faith in the Lord, and do not give up, do not quit, because the evil days are now, are even now at hand. And we're living in the evil days, so we must be ready for the coming of the Lord. We must prepare our hearts that we'll be ready when Jesus comes. Know that he's coming like a thief in the night. And nobody knows when a thief is coming, because he come to get you as a surprise. And the Lord will come and return to receive you back, receive you, whether it be out of this world. Praise God. You may be at home. You may be on accident. You may be in the hospital. You may be asleep. But whatever way the Lord come to get you, let us be ready. That should be our prayer tonight. That should be our prayer each and every day. Lord, keep my mind. Lord, keep my mind. Keep my heart pure. As David said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit, O Lord. And God, let me be ready when you come for me. Lord, don't let my living be in vain. Don't let my praying be in vain. Don't let my preaching be in vain. Do not let my living be in vain. The songwriter composed a psalm. So we must understand that the Lord is soon to come. So let us occupy, until he come. Let us be looking. Let us be waiting. Let us be attentive, waiting for God to come to get us. But we must occupy. Let us not just sit by the wayside, but let us be busy about the kingdom of God and making sure our life is in line with his word. Because every day you pick up the newspaper and turn on the TV, turn on the Facebook, turn on your phone, there's somebody is leaving this world. Somebody is going into eternity. We have a lot of friends we've known that have left. Praise God, but just a few days, just a few weeks ago, just leaving all of a sudden. So we must be ready. We must be ready. Know that we are Jesus is soon to come up. We got to understand we don't have as much time as we used to have, because once at a time we were little boys or little girls. We have not gone into manhood or womanhood. But now God is letting us know we must be ready. We got to stay ready. We must prepare our hearts. We must tell our loved ones, let us be ready. Pray for them that they will be ready, and pray for them that they won't be lost. God, keep our minds on you. Father, we thank you tonight. We pray. God, a lot of time we come asking you for things, but God, we come asking you tonight, creating us a clean heart, renewing us the right spirit, God. Don't let our souls be lost. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for every soul tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will save to the utmost, God. Save the relatives, our neighbors, our communities, our families, God, the government. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think of as. Father, we pray for that family tonight. We pray for that child tonight. We pray for that individual that may be incarcerated tonight. Father, they may surrender their lives to you. And Father, we give you praise, God. We stand in the gap tonight. Your word says the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let us live in this world as a loose garment, God, that we are not so attached to the world that we don't want to leave here, God, but let us be ready. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We give you glory for all the blessings and the promises you have blessed us with and given to us. We thank you for long life that you have already extended to us, God. Father God, we thank you. We glorify you for your people everywhere. We pray for that family tonight, God, as you strengthen and encourage them. Draw them closer to you. Draw them closer to one another, Father. In the name of Jesus, pour down every stronghold of the enemy everywhere, every spirit that's not like you. God, they're cloning in the name of Jesus. So, God, Father, we thank you right now. Your word is a weapon. Your word is a consuming fire. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake them. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father. Keep our minds in perfect peace that stay on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that your people will stand firm. God, will take a stand like never before for righteousness, for truth, and for the love of God. Let us take a stand like never before. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let us stand against everything that not like you. Let us take a full stern stand against it, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your people will not sell out, God, for things. They will not sell out, God. Father God, that thing will not righteousness. But God, we'll take a stand against everything, every evil spirit. We will take a stand. And Father God, we will stand for that which is true, that which is righteousness. And Father God, we thank you right now. We pray for our nation, God. Pray for this world that we live in. We pray for the people everywhere. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we take it tonight. We surrender to your perfect will tonight. Let thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It is complete in the heaven, God. Let it be complete in the earth. Father God, and we surrender to your perfect will tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, that no evil shall come near our dwelling. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we'll take a stand for the pureness and righteousness of God, that we'll take a stand and we'll intercede for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. We'll intercede, God, and we'll stand in the gap. God, and let them know it's not too late, God. God, that you are snatch them out of the hands of the enemy. Snatch them out of Father God, in the name of Jesus, make the crooked places straight. Father God, let them surrender to your perfect will. Every demonic force, every spirit that come to attack themselves against their lives, God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that your word will stand forever. Hell, God, in the name of Jesus, we take it tonight. Father, we pray for our loved ones, God. We pray for the nation, Jesus. We pray for this city, oh God. We pray for this country, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood, not only America, but government. God, we pray for Africa. We pray for Europe. We pray for all other countries, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we stand in a gap, oh God. We stand in a We stand in the gap for that person, God, that may be lying on their deathbed tonight, God. Let them come to know you, Jesus, before they leave this place, before they leave this earth. Let them come to know you, Jesus, if they never get off this sick bed. know you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you tonight. We give you glory tonight. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all we can even think or ask. Father, we thank you tonight, God. Oh God, let God arise. Let his enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, drive them away. As wax melt before the fire, let the wicked perish at the presence of Almighty God. We stand in the gap, Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, move by your spirit, flowing by your anointing, God. Destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Our families will be free, Lord. Our communities will be free, Lord. Our household will be saved, God. We thank you tonight, God. We in a seat tonight, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. We plead the blood tonight, God. Souls will be saved. Souls will be delivered. Souls will be under so surrender to your will. We thank you now, God. Your word said one can put 1,000, but 2 can put 10,000 to flight. We stand in the guilt seat tonight, and we call it so tonight. And oh, God, you have given your angel charge over us, and we give you thanks tonight. We glorify you for it. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you. I seek all of us. You are singularly core. You are a refuge. You are a present helper. You are a comforter, God. You are a healer, God. You are a deliverer, Jesus. You are a savior, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you be glorified. Thank you for every prayer warrior, God. Oh, Jesus, we plead the blood tonight, God. We plead the blood. So our spirit, man. So our souls, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let us look, God. Let us see, in the name of Jesus. For leaders tonight, every pastor, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the congregation, oh God, we pray, God, that man that never walked into a church, they will give their life to Jesus, as they hear it over the airways, God, as they hear it on the television, God, in the thunder of the vocal time, in the name of Jesus, as they turn the channels of the TV, they will stop and hear the word, and the word will convict their heart. You will deliver them, oh God, while they're trying to make a cry. Father, you will commit, God. You will bring conviction in their heart. They will surrender. But Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we call it so tonight. We call respiration, God, to your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal our souls, God. Our souls need healing, God. Our minds need healing, God. I send the love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you all the praise. It is so, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We declare and declare it is so, God, as you continue to move all over this world, every city, every state, every country, in the name of Jesus, every neighborhood, God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. And Father God, we are not dependent on the government, but we are dependent on you, God, as you open any door, God, in Jesus, open the hearts of man, God, in the let them surrender to your will, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. And we forever give you all the praise. All the glory shall be thine forever. Father God, we pray, God. In the name of Jesus, souls will be saved, Lord. Souls will be delivered, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree it so. Father, they will not rest until they surrender to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Keep our minds in perfect peace. That's stayed on you, Jesus. God, will you be glorified? You be glorified in this realm. You be glorified in this earth realm, God. In the name of Jesus, you get the glory, Lord. You get the glory for every miracle that you perform. You get the glory for every blessing you perform. You get the miracle. You get the glory, God, for every door that you open it. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for every life you're changing. And we give you glory for it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we glorify your name and we lift your name up. It is so. It is so tonight, God, and we thank you. We walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you. It is so, God. Your word said the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all of their troubles and out of all of their fears. We commit it to your hands tonight. And we thank you in advance, God, that life is being changed, that soul is being healed, God. We thank you, God. You're renewing them day by day. Father, we magnify you for it, God. We thank you for change, taking place in our communities, our neighborhoods, our schools, God. The change is taking place in the grocery stores, on the jobs, God. We thank you for change taking place, God. God, in the name of Jesus, you be glorified in our lives, God. Let us be a light to the world, God. Let us be a light, God, in the name of Jesus, that will shine in a dark place. God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your name because you alone is worthy of all the glory. And all the glory go to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that wonderful and effective prayer tonight. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. That was Bishop's voice there praying for you, praying for our nation, praying for those you don't even know around the world. So we thank you so much, Bishop, for that. At this time, I want to turn this portion over to the program to Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Thank you so much, Doc.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Elder Kevin, and praise the Lord for Bishop Crenshaw for that powerful prayer tonight. He's praying for us. He was praying for our nation and even more specifically that we as individuals will hold on to the faith and trust in God in spite of what things look like, in spite of what we're going through. Praise the Lord. I'm reminded in the scripture here in St. Luke, the fifth chapter. Many of you may have read the story about James and John who were out fishing, and they were toiling all night long. Peter, James, and John, they were toiling. And as they begin to the Bible says that they began to put up their nets. In other words, they became tired. They became weary. They said, look, we've been told about this all night long. We're not catching anything. And Jesus told them at that very moment, he said, I want you to sit down, and I want to teach you a few things. He said, sit here right on this corner. If you read it in St. Luke, the fifth chapter, it began there at the first verse. And it said, and the word of the Lord said, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gerar and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were going out of them, and they were washing their nets. That means they were weary, they were tired, they haven't caught anything. What's the use? Sometimes we feel like that in our lives. Like, what's the use? What's the use of possibly praying? What's the use of striving to do what's right? And it seems like things are not coming together. I'm not moving forward. It seems like I'm going backwards. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship, right where the place where they were frustrated, tired, wanted to give up. The Lord Jesus taught them right there. Many times we must realize in our lives that when the Lord is striving to do things in our lives, we don't need to run away from what we're dealing with. Allow the Lord to teach you right in the place where the breakdown occurred. I'm going to say that again. Allow the Holy Spirit to teach you right in the place where the breakdown occurred. Here they were, striving to catch fish off of this ship, off of this boat. They were catching nothing. But Jesus said, sit down. I'm going to teach you. And once he finished speaking, the Bible says unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night long and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. In other words, Lord Jesus, just because you told me to do it again, I'm going to do it. How many times has the Lord spoken to us when we become weary in our well-doing and he says, do it again? Sometimes the last thing you want to do is be nice again. Last thing we want to do is give somebody a kind word again when they're always giving us a bitter word. the last thing we want to do, because it seems like we're not getting anywhere in the midst of this. But he said, do it again. Let down your net. Simon answered and said, Master, this doesn't make any sense. And when they had done this and did what the Lord told them to do, the Bible said in verse 6, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. Now listen to this. And their net break. But isn't it amazing that this scripture doesn't allude to the fact that even though the net did break, did they lose anything? Think about it. Just because something looks broken, feels broken, or is broken, don't mean you're going to lose anything or you're going to lose everything, because it appears here in this scripture that they gained even the more, even though the net did break. Verse 7 said, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both. That's the key word. They had enough fish for them and the other boat. And filled both the ships. So they began to sink. Just because it's broken doesn't mean you've lost anything. Just because it feels broken doesn't mean you've lost anything. Just because you've been through chaos or going through chaos doesn't mean you're going to lose anything. Sometimes your greatest defeat in appearance is your greatest moment of victory. Understand that the Lord is always with us, and he is preparing us for even greater, because we see in the word of the Lord, the Lord Jesus said, I'm going to make you fishermen of men. That's what he said. That's what he said to the disciples. I'm going to make you, you're not going to just catch fish. You're going to catch men. You're going to catch souls. So let me put it like this. Whatever you may be going through in the natural, God is doing something even more special in your life spiritually. In that thing that looks broken, looks torn up and messed up, it's going to birth a greater, closer walk with the Lord. And the true gift that God is going to bring forth in your life is more than what you can ever imagine in the natural. So I encourage you to be encouraged. Know that the Lord is with you in spite of what you're going through. And just because it looks broken, feels broken, sometimes is broken, doesn't mean you've lost anything. Be encouraged and hold on to your faith. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much. Powerful. Yes, we are encouraged tonight. I'm sure others around the globe are encouraged as well, and those who listen later on will be encouraged, Doc. You got to understand what the Doc just said, ladies and gentlemen. We are a product of that. We are the men that the apostles thought about later on once they were filled with the Spirit of the Lord. We are a result of that. We are those fish, if you will, that the Lord drew us to himself. So we thank God for the apostles, those going forth, and those of today, the bishops, the ministers, teachers, and our evangelists. We just thank God because we are a product of that right now in Jesus' mighty name. What a powerful, powerful word, dear Doc. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. You just heard the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wonderful wife there. Hey, we're going to get ready to open up the lines there for you today. And I want to just repeat there, hit star one if you'd like to come online. If you have a comment, praise report, or a question tonight, feel free to hit star one for a comment, praise report, or a prayer request tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We love to hear from you. That is optional. Don't have to do that tonight. Just glad that you're here tonight. Amen. But we always love to hear from Brother John. Brother John, God bless you all with Bishop and Dr. Knight and family there. Bless you, bro.
Thank you, Elder Kevin. Thank you for that opening prayer. And Bishop, thank you for that prayer this evening. You scared me. You scared me. The prayer was so strong, you had me scared. And thank you, Dr. Crenshaw, for always opening our eyes to things of wisdom. And my prayer today is for everybody to pray hard. I had an experience where I lost an important paper, and I prayed that God revealed where I put it at. I tore the house upside down. I looked three, four times everywhere, and it didn't come to me. So what I did was I called my wife downstairs, and we both prayed together. And when we prayed together, we got it through. And I found the paper. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So prayer work. If you can't get that prayer through on your own, call one, two, three, four more people. But the prayer worked. I didn't give up. I just kept praying. Amen.
Amen. That's right. We serve a mighty God, Brother John. He can do anything. All we got to do is ask, because the Holy Spirit knows everything. I love it. What a powerful testimony. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on the internet, around the globe there, this is prayer time. Bishop has prayed for you. Doc has prayed for you and give you some great wisdom tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We're still opening up the lines tonight. I want to go up north a little bit to the Hembricks. Brother Hembrick, you're on with Bishop John and Dr. Crenshaw tonight. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. Hallelujah. God is good and just so worthy to be praised tonight. I just want to just say I'm just so thankful and grateful tonight and asking for prayer tonight. The Lord has given us a ministry, and we just got to be introduced to tonight. The Lord gave it to us and is introduced to ministry tonight. So we want to, I'm just asking for prayer that we just be obedient to what God wants us to do. And Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Brother Hembrick. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you and your family as well. And yes, we will be praying for you and what the Lord has told you to do. Amen. So God bless you tonight in Jesus' name. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. I want to make sure we don't miss anybody tonight. Hit *1 on your phone, *1. If you have a prayer request, praise report, or a comment tonight before we turn it back over to Bishop. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, 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 amen. So we thank God for you tonight. I will mention, if I don't know your name or recognize your number, I will mention your last four digits. And so our next caller is 0800-0800. You're live on the air with Bishop and Doc. God bless you.
Hey, good evening. This is Danica. Thank you so much for praying. As always, it's a pleasure to join in on the prayer line. I have a prayer request. I have a huge concern working in the medical field. There's been, I think, more of an increase of awareness, not that it has not been happening, but there's been an increase of, I would say, nurses overdosing on the job and dying on the job from drug overdose. Mm-hmm. And more easy access to the drugs that we know that are on the street that are actually killing people in their ODing. And now it's an increase in my prayer and concern is that it really be exposed, because some of the healthcare organizations are hiding it and sweeping it under the rug. So therefore, no one else is fully aware. People are being quiet. They're afraid to speak because of, you know, being threatened. But we need to take hold of that stronghold and praying for deliverance, and there truly need to be some sort of divine intervention to come in, because if not, it's going to continue to happen, and it's going to end up being an epidemic in that area. So just asking for prayer for that.
Amen. Thank you so much, my sister. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. These are some serious times. This is why we pray, not just on Tuesday evening, but every day. Some cases every hour. And we thank God for the time and be able to do that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure we don't miss anybody. Hit *1 on your phone, *1. Give you a few more seconds before we turn it back over to Bishop. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Dr. Crenshaw, you're back online. Thank you so much.
Yes, praise God. I just wanted to certainly, most listeners, Sister Danica, as she was talking about, challenges of facing some of the nurses, healthcare workers, whoever they may be, as it relates to drugs. And this just dropped in my spirit, just looking at the news today, to really pray for our healthcare system and pray, you know, against the spirit of of negligence that seems to be lurking around in some of the areas of healthcare. People's lives are being, ending up in very unfortunate situations. Really pray that God will give those that are providing healthcare the strength, the wisdom, how to do what needs to be done in caring for patients, and that the enemy will not have the workers so worn out that the spirit of complacency, negligence, and whatever it may be, because these are patients' lives, people in the hospital. We need to make sure that we provide them the care that's needed. So I just wanted to answer that tonight.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Yes, ma'am. We're in agreement with you on that one for sure. And that's a daily requirement, daily covering of doing prayer. And that's what we're all about tonight, covering those who need it and those who may not even know they need prayer. We pray on their behalf in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much, Sister Danica, for bringing that to our attention. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to turn this back over to Bishop at this time. Bishop, back to you, sir.
Praise God. Tonight, we're letting pray for those strongholds that try to destroy lives, even as they try to help others in the healthcare system and areas, that they will pray. We will pray God will give them the strength to overcome the stronghold of the enemy to try to defeat them in the workplace so they can fulfill the purpose that they was put there for. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word said, the weapon of our warfare is not coming, but mighty through God through the putting down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, put into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we surrender to your will. And we speak your word. Your word say no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And Father God, we thank you, God, that you have given your angel charge over those people that are working in the workplace, in the healthcare system, and in other places, that the enemy tried to destroy their lives and the people that involved with trying to destroy their lives. Father, we pray against that spirit tonight. We pray against that stronghold, because we know it is a stronghold of the enemy. But God, we know that your word is more powerful than any spirit that the enemy tried to send. And your word is more powerful and is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. Now unto him, right now, even as we pray, we thank you for situations of changing. We thank you for spirits of being broken. And we pray to God that you're changing the atmosphere, even in the workplaces. Father, we thank you that your anointing will rest in that place and rest on the lives of those people. And God, that you will transform their lives, and even as they surrender their lives to you. And God, that they will walk in your will, although the enemy may try to attack their lives, that they are overcomers already. Because the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So that no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. God, we speak your word, and your word will not return unto you void. Your word says, so shall your word be to go forth out our mouth, shall not return void, but it will accomplish that you please, and it will prosper in the things what you send. Father, we thank you for result already. We thank you for, God, that those that will not be weary in well-doing as they wait and as they help the people, God, and help the patient. God, that they will not be weary in that, and they will be frustrated by being there, by the pressure that has been placed over them, maybe come from their leaders. Father, we pray against that spirit tonight. And Father, we pray against that stronghold. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for overcoming power that you have given to them. Now, we thank you for overcoming that you would give them a strength like no other. You would give them a peace of mind like no other. You would give them a joy that passes all understanding. God, your word said one can put 1,000, but 2,000. Two can put 10,000. We stand at the grief as a mighty army tonight, and we call those things to be not as though they already are. And we stand in agreement with your word. And because we speak your word, God, you watches over your word to perform it. And it is already so according to your will, God. And we give you praise in advance. We thank you. is done, God. We thank you. God, your word says the righteous cry, the Lord heareth. The righteous cry is the Lord heareth them and deliver them out of all of their troubles. And we give you praise. It is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. These are some serious times, but our God is an awesome God, and he's bigger. We know he is bigger than everything that has come forth today, but we must pray and seek his face, and he will hear us, and things will turn around. So we pray tonight, and we thank God for Bishop and Doc sharing that wisdom and understanding, but we must take action. We must not be silent, as the Bishop shared tonight. We must share the gospel of good news and prayer and fasting and all of the above. In Jesus' name, amen. But at this time, ladies and gentlemen, turn this back over to Bishop for a final closeout. In Jesus' name, amen. Bishop, back to you, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
You start thinking God has prayers. You start thanking God for it. It's already done. You start thinking in advance. It's already done. When you walk in that workplace on tomorrow or whenever you go back, you know that God has made a change in that place, and he's touching lives, and he's giving you an opportunity to be a light to those people. If you can't pray for them, just speak a kind word. Say, God loves you. If you can't say, just wave at them sometimes. Just show them a smile and say, tell them it's going to be all right. You have to encourage them as you encourage yourself. It's going to be okay. And so be encouraged tonight and know that God is hearing you when you cry, when you pray, when you speak the word. You speak it. You speak it. Continue to speak it over and over. God bless you tonight. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Thank you so much, Bishop Crenshaw. God bless you and Doc. Thank you and the family. We love you so much. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop and Doc gave us a mandate. We've got the power in Jesus' name. We've got the tools that we need. It's called prayer. Keep in mind, you can pray. People, you can be talking to somebody and still be praying for them, you know, whatever. But we got to engage, right? We got to engage. Don't let nobody stop you in prayer. I could pray without you even knowing about it. Don't have to necessarily open my mouth all the time. But we're praying for people all the time. I want to encourage everybody. This is for me too, guys. This is for me. We got to step up our prayer life in Jesus' name. We got to learn to pray in the Holy Spirit each and every day. We need to learn to pray as the word leads us in Jesus' name as well. So we got to step it up, folks. We got to step it up. As Bishop and Doc shared, the soul's at stake. No matter where we go, we can pray over the situation, and God will show up every time. Because the battle's not ours, folks. It's the Lord's, and we're not even battling against flesh and blood. As you know, folks, we're battling against principalities and things of darkness, and that's where the Spirit of the Lord, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, according to the Word. So we can take charge, but we got to take action. And that action is prayer. So thank you so much tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with a wonderful song. I Hear the Sound of Victory with Mariette Brown Clark tonight. We're going to leave you with that in a few seconds. But we are excited about you. We just know there's always victory when Bishop and Doc pray with us and tell us what to do in the area of prayer and encourage us. We just know there's victory each and every time. So be encouraged always. And no, there's no God like our God. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Let everybody know as much as you can there that we're here every Tuesday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Time on the network. It could be we record all the networks. So if anybody wants to get more information about that, let me know. We'd be glad to send you the link where you can hear all of Bishop and Doc's pre-recorded or pre-programs there. That even from what, six, probably five, three, 4 years ago, whenever we started, they're all on the network. So you can go back and listen to the latest all the way to the oldest. So we thank God for that as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, remember to always out love, out serve, and out forgive each other. And remember, Jesus is Lord. We want you to have a great rest of the evening and want you to have a productive and powerful week. And remember, there's nothing you can't do through prayer. because Jesus loves us so much. And he's already done all the work. He's done the work. He said, it is finished. Amen. So we thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for his victory over the grave. We thank God for his resurrection. And now he is sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us right now in Jesus' name. So we win, folks. We win every time. But we must believe and keep it moving. Amen. As Dr. Crenshaw always reminds us, keep it moving, folks, because Jesus is Lord. Amen. God bless you. Take care, everybody. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We'll see you next time. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. We love you. Bye-bye now.
I don't have to fight. And with every step I take, it's getting closer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we serve Almighty and awesome God. Amen. Amen. There's nobody like our God, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody like him. And there's no other way but through Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all take care. Have a great one. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we close out tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Bishop and Doc. Thank you.